15 Houston, we note the pressure in your tank coming down. In the meantime, we suspect that the... we suspect that the fitting there on your chlorine injector outlet is loose, and we have a procedure here for tightening it up.
Okay, give it quick.
Roger. We need tool number 3 and tool number W out of the toolkit.
Okay, 3 and W out of the toolkit.
Right. Put number 3 in the tool W ratchet, and insert tool 3 in the hex opening in the chlorine injector port.
Okay, that looks like where it's probably leaking.
And once we have the number 3 tool in the hex opening, it should go in about a quarter of an inch to really engage. It also says use caution when inserting the tool because it comes in contact with the rubber diaphragm.
Okay.
We've agreed down here it's a good idea to take the water gun to fill up a food bag or something of that sort.
Okay.
Once you've got tool number 3 well engaged in that injection port, turn it about a quarter turn.
Okay, Houston, it looks like that did it.
Wonderful.
Nice to have the quick response you guys have down there.
Well, you'll never believe it, but after we had the leakage on the morning of the 26th, somebody sat down and wrote up a special procedure just in case.
Well, that was good thinking, because we about had a small flood up here.
15 Houston, we're looking now at the best procedure for getting the water system operating again. In the meantime, we trust you have your hands full of water up there.
Oh, yeah, all we have to do now is hang out a few towels to dry, but looks like we're in good shape.
Very good. Houston, we'd like for you to turn the regulator back on panel 351.
Okay, regulator, back on.
Houston, is everything looking all right on the leak now?
Yeah, it looks okay. That fitting mirror that we tightened up went somewhere between 180 and 270 degrees of turn. And that was where the water was coming from, and it looks like it's secure now.
We copy.
Hey, Carl, we just ran a little check with our slide rule here, and it was something like 3,000 drips per minute.
Okay, glad to hear that good news. I guess up there you don't get trips, do you? That's an interesting fact.
Right.
Okay, Dave, we're ready to open the inlet valve to the potable water tank.
Okay, potable water inlet coming open.
Incidentally, Dick was over at Lurton's and they called up to say, hey, it's about time you take a bath up there.
Well, we were sort of discussing that a little earlier tonight anyway. And as a result, well, I guess we all got cleaned up.
Good enough.
And Houston, with the fitting secure now and everything shipshape, what do you think about proceeding ahead with the chlorination?
Okay, Dave, go ahead. This is Houston. The word here is to go ahead.
Houston, 15.
15, this is Houston. Are we in comm now?
All right, Jim, we've got you. With everything looking ship-shaped down here, what do you think about proceeding with the chlorination?
Okay, Dave, go ahead.
This Apollo Control at 61 hours, 41 minutes. That in-flight repair of the chlorination port on the water tank was accomplished with two tools in the onboard toolkit. Tool three that you heard reference to is a hexagonal Allen wrench. Tool W is a ratchet that fits on to provide leverage for the wrench.